What up, what up, what up? How everybody doing? It's yours truly, Mufasa Fashaw, coming to you live, man. I do like to tell everybody thank you for tuning in to all my listeners and the supporters. I'm on the road right now, just getting everything done. But I know once I get to where I'm going, I'm not going to be able to focus and give y'all the podcast I need to give you. My actual topic for this podcast was really just going to be staying focused and taking on whatever life throws at you. I'm going to do that next time because I do want to address something. As you guys know, AlphaCology1K on Twitter, and then my other little play page, Fashaw34 on Twitter. I always, for some odd reason, I always go viral and get misquoted. And I was just playing around with a tweet, and I do want to explain this to you fellas, because it's a real lesson to be learned at the end. All right, it's almost like don't do as I do as I say type lesson, because you not me, right? Y'all not me, so y'all don't know where my perspective is coming from. But at the same time, I like to explain myself and I love to articulate myself. Now, usually I say things to trigger people and get them to come to the podcast, and that's always going to be the deal. So even with that, Twitter actually pays me to tweet and make viral tweets and, you know, just be polarizing. And I'm very good at that, because a lot of stuff I say sounds crazy, but when you think about it very deeply, it makes a lot of sense. So if you're not good at critical thinking, you're never going to like my tweets, first and foremost. With that being said, let me go and jump into it. I said a tweet the other day. Let me see. I said this tweet, and I quote, and it made it all the way to like a shade room type spiritual world or whatever. But the tweet was a response to another tweet which said, "What's a popular opinion about pregnancy that will have people pissed off at you?" Basically, right? So, I made this tweet. And when I tell you, it got everybody in a tizzy, which usually I do. I usually get people in a tizzy. But people who know me, man, they know that I don't like to call myself a nice guy, but I'm a fair guy. You know what I'm saying? I never call myself a good guy. I'm just a guy. I'm just a man. I ain't gonna call myself a good man, because some people might say I'm a good man. Some people might say I'm a bad man. I don't care. I'm a walk in my purpose. That's the most important part. All right, especially if people don't pay my bills, I don't really care. Like, now I might care, since you're my supporters, I might care about you guys, because you guys listen to my podcast, I give you guys input, and I will answer that one question I had for the young fella at the end. But I did want to get this also back to what I was saying. Social media is a powerful tool that I use, and I'm gonna continue to use it. With that being said, let me pull this tweet up. I don't even remember exactly what the hell I said. That's the crazy part. But let me pull it up. Let me pull this bad boy up real quick. So now, I don't just out the blue. That's one thing I don't like about these Instagram pages that go, they don't never just put your shit up out the blue. They don't just never give any context. Like, I don't wake up in the morning to say, let me tweet about postpartum depression. I always tweet about mental health and how it's important, but I also tweet and go at people who use it as a crutch to be a shitty person, right? So that's what this was all about. So I said, and I quote, "Postpartum depression is not an excuse to be a bitch. Another tool used to dodge accountability and wonder why they end up single." Right? That's what I said. And honestly, the more I think about it, the more people attack me for it, the more I stand on it. It just triggered a lot of people because somebody somewhere out there is saying, oh, I have mental health issues and this is why I act the way I act, or this is why I'm abusive, or this is why, because I'm depressed. And that's not how that goes. And you need to, if you're battling depression, you need to actually isolate yourself if you don't know how to act and treat people. That's just point blank period. With me, fellas, I'm exactly that way. I like to isolate myself. I don't like to take my anger out on other people. I don't like to take my confusion out on other people. I pride myself in getting the help I need. So if something's wrong with my ankle, something's wrong with my chest, I'll take my ass to the doctor. If something's wrong with your foot, you take your ass to the foot doctor, right? If something's wrong with you mentally and you think you have postpartum depression or any type of depression, you need to take your behind to the doctor with all due respect. Go to the doctor. Not just go see a therapist and talk about it. Go to the doctor to make sure you don't have a chemical imbalance. Make sure people know. Give people a warning. Hey, this is what's going on with me. I might not be acting very unsavory. If I do any means, please separate yourself from me. All right? It's almost like that, like the werewolf. When it's a full moon, get away from me. I'm going to turn into a werewolf. A person that's going to bite your head off, right? Because we're all adults and we're all held accountable. If I could, to be honest with you, I have worked with kids who have mental disorders, emotional behavior disorders, and they got real rowdy and real disrespectful, but they never used it as an excuse. And we worked with them. And in the event you can't work with disrespectful people, you yourself have to separate. I do not want a man ever in life to think it is okay to be with the woman who is consistently disrespecting him. You have to have the strength to leave. That is the only way a disrespectful person will respect you or have some type of respect for you. You might not have full respect, but that's just me, all right? I respect people. Because I need to know without a doubt in my mind, when I walk away from this person or stop dealing with this person, I gave them the absolute benefit of the doubt and absolute respect. And I don't want you guys to ever, ever, ever think you are alone in this fight. I told you a long time ago, they're going to hate my Alpha Male podcast. Most women are going to hate Alpha Male podcast. Most people are going to hate what we have to say. Most women rejoice when Kevin Samuels died. All he was saying is people have to do better. If you knew better, you would do better. I just call out some bullshit. This is not the first time I've said, hey, stop using mental health as an excuse to be a bad person. I've been saying that because I've seen people who have real mental health issues and were still good people. And still did what they had to do to get better. All right? Stop using that. If you're dealing with people that use that, that's a toxic person. Stay the fuck away from them. You're not a psychologist, psychiatrist, therapist. Stay away from their ass. Stay away from their ass. Especially women, they're known to do that. I'm not even going to hold you. It's crazy because I've dealt with young girls, preteens, that sometimes have more accountability than some grown-ass women out here. I'm just being honest with you. Now, I done dealt with some grown women out here that are damn perfect. Where you been all my life type shit, right? And those type of women, you hold on to them. You keep them in your life. You do what it is you do to keep it in your life and keep everything smooth. But even those women have fangs, and they'll play those cards and pull those cards if they have to, or if they feel the need to, with you. But you always have to come with the right intentions. whenever dealing with women. You have to come with the right intentions, or even if they're the wrong intentions, you still need to be upfront with what you're doing, right? So I want to give you guys that. We're in the time where we don't have any backup or backbone. So the things I say, people decide to insult me because I just gave an opinion that was very unpopular. And you never had depression. I could easily go somewhere and say I'm depressed and I'm feeling like this and I'm feeling sad, and they will diagnose me with depression. It's not that hard. But I don't do that, because when I feel sad, I know emotions come and go. If I feel something wrong with me, I know emotions come and go. If I think of emotion is dealing too long or sitting too long in my mind, in my mental, then I start fasting, I start praying, I start doing healthy coping mechanisms like hitting the gym extra, you know, turning off my phone, getting off social media, stop. I cut myself off from the world and get my solitude. That's me. You might can't do that, right, fellas? So you might have to go to a doctor. You might have to see if you need some pills or whatever like that. And that is fine. But not for one moment do you ever let anyone give you an excuse to treat you bad. Don't do it. Always, when you're doing something wrong or if you offended somebody, always go out your way to apologize and make shit right. Because then, and only then, you will know what that person really thinks about you. I always say this. You don't know what kind of woman you got until she get pregnant or you move in with her. And trust me, from a man that lived with 3 women, I'm telling you right now, I've made my mistakes. And I'm accountable for those mistakes. I'm accountable for my decisions too, right? I don't care what the woman said or any of my exes said. I always sit up there and tell anybody who talked to me about anybody I ever dealt with, I could have did better. I could have treated them better. Could I see it at the time? No, I couldn't see it at the time, because maybe I was angry at them. Maybe I had a lot of animosity toward them because how they treated me. Instead of me just walking away from the situation, sometimes I stayed a little bit longer. So as a man, what I do is I adjust. I see where I made those mistakes and I adjust. One of the biggest red flags you can ever do, you can ever see, is a woman telling you she has a mental illness or some type of disorder, and she uses it as a crutch to treat you a certain type of way. Soon as she does that, you need to motherfucking separate. Figure out what you want to do with your life. I done did that. I done been in those situations. I've been in those situations where I was dealing with a woman we could call them just crazy. Or I could just deal with a woman that I'm just like, yo, you just mad disrespectful. You have no respect for me. Why would I be with a woman? Why would you be with a woman that has no respect for you? Being the most alpha version of yourself. Even if you want to call yourself an alpha male, why would you be with a woman who is consistently and dedicated to disrespecting you? I'm never going to put myself in that situation. I always told you, respect over love. You need to be respected. If you're not respected, then you cannot be loved properly. You understand? So, and I'm not saying women are perfect and they need to be absolutely positively. Yeah, I done been there in the room and my baby was coming out and I was getting cussed out. I get it. Okay, I know, but it's a beautiful thing. We're starting a family. We have a seed now, right? So I always sit up there and let you guys know the real. I'm not a guy that sit up here and fake the funk. Everything I talk about, I have experience. I have been through. I actually dated women who told me, oh, I'm sorry, you know, I'm going through some things, and I end up taking it out on my friends and my loved ones. Well, you took it out on the wrong Negro. Because guess what? That's what I used to say. Because guess what? I don't put up with that shit. I might give you a second or third chance, but once I see that pattern, I'm out. I'm not going to fight a woman. I'm not going to beat you up. I'm not going to do anything. I'm out. I'm already on to the next. I don't deal with people who can't be emotionally mature. When somebody depressed, that's a sign of something that's horribly wrong. But how emotionally mature you are, I don't think that has anything to do with depression. And if it does, the best thing you can do is communicate with this person, right? Let me know what I'm getting into. I always let people know what they're getting into with me. I always say, hey, I value my respect. I value my time. If you disrespect me and waste my time, I'm not going to ever give you that time again. And I'm just honest with you. But I've been in those situations where, hell, I done been in those situations. We all done seen a chick that say, well, I'm a Cancer or I'm a Scorpio. And this is why I act this way, because the moon is in retrograde and everybody's acting crazy. You cannot use an astrology sign either to be a shitty person. You just can't. You have to be with women who make it their point to be respectful and be loving and be caring and be nurturing. You have to deal with those women. And guess what? Yeah, when a woman get pregnant, you probably not going to be the first person. You're probably not going to be the first person on their list no more. That baby is. Which is fine, because that's your baby too. But that don't mean you got to put up with disrespect and all of that. And mostly, all the people had my experiences with, or postpartum depression, and all this, that, the third. You guys got to understand that everybody isn't the same, right? So I can't speak on nothing, because I've never been depressed. I've never been out of control, angry. I've never been that crazy. I've never been addicted to drugs. I've never been addicted to drinking. I've never been addicted to sex. I've never been addicted to none of that stuff. So I wouldn't know. I always say I wouldn't know, but I know what I do to stay out of those situations of addiction. I'm not even addicted to going to the gym. But I know what I need to do to stay in the right path. So I want you guys to understand, man, no matter what they say about me out here, I'm still going to be me. I'm still going to be outspoken. I'm going to still say a lot of shit that piss people off. Even when I was a little boy, I'm just outspoken. I challenge the status quo. I'm going to challenge what they're bringing to us in society. I'm always going to challenge the bullshit they have set up for us as men, because we don't have to take the bullshit. You are free to do what you need to do. You are free around and free to go and free to deal with people who love and care about you and respect you. You have that right as a man. Don't you ever think you don't have that right as a man. Don't you ever think you don't have that right as a man. That's what I want you guys to understand. With these women, a lot of these women end up single. It's never their fault. It's always the man's fault. And guess what? When I end up single or I'm not in a relationship, guess what I say? Guess what I say? Yeah, it was my fault. You want to know why I say it's my fault? Because I should have never chosen in the first place. I literally say that. I said, I should have never even dealt with this girl in the first place. It's my fault. You are the reason for all your failed relationships. You're the common denominator. So if you've been in three relationships and they all failed, that was you. I don't even think most of my relationships failed. I think they were all successes. I learned a big valuable lesson. And guess what? I'm still alive. I still can make money. I still can do it. My relationship was a success. That's how I look at it. But that don't mean you're supposed to be with the woman forever or put up with her bullshit forever. That's it. So if she's hiding behind, well, I'm treating you like this because I'm sad. Take your ass to the doctor and figure that shit out. Or stay away from me until you figure that shit out. Or until you could treat me better. Or when you sad, stay at your mama house. I would do all of that. I don't play that shit. And I'm going to always stand on that. One thing I'm known for is that right there. I have a zero disrespect policy. Now, I'm working on a zero lie to me policy because I done caught a couple people in my life that's lying to me and they didn't have to lie. So I do have to check that. I do have to get on that. But I did want to address that. Yes, we will be getting back to staying focused and being the most alpha male versions of ourselves, the most spiritually astute versions of ourselves. But I did want to get that because a lot of people was texting me about that tweet, and I did not think it was that deep. It triggered a lot of people because depression is a big thing, but it shows different in everybody. I just seen people who were actually battling depression, and they were some of the nicest people I ever met in my life, and I just could not believe, like, I wanted to be there for them. Then I had people disrespecting me, and as soon as I'm about to walk away, well, I'm depressed. Why you ain't tell me that when you was cussing me out the last 3 weeks? Like, where was all this depression then? Why wouldn't you telling me what was wrong? Why are we arguing and fighting and you disrespecting me like that? Nah, I'm not buying that. I just don't buy it. I'm just never going to play that game. I'm never going to play. I'm understanding till I'm not understanding anymore. And that's just something about me that I have to do in life. Because if you let people walk all over you, they will fucking do it. And they will ruin your fucking life doing it. They will literally ruin your life. They will run you into the ground. They will stress you out. Matter of fact, and I do think depression, that depression spirit might just jump on you. Might just jump on you if you stick around long enough. And I'm not doing that. You better figure that shit out. You better fight that shit. We could battle that shit together or whatever mental health issues. But I come to realize that I take more pride in being the best man I could be, so I will only deal with a woman who is being the best woman she could be, not using excuses. That's it. Not using excuses for any of that shit. So I will do a part two on this because I still want to get all my little notes and tidbits. This is just off the heart. Because I want you guys to know, no matter what they say, if somebody's treating you bad, whether they're depressed, bipolar, whatever it is, stay away from their ass. Stay away from them. When people don't treat you the way you want to be treated, stay away from them. For your safety and theirs. Stay away from them. From your mental health and theirs. Stay away from them. Have them get professional help. If you're one of those people that take, that uses some diagnosis as a crutch as to why you're a shitty person, then guess what? Shame on you. Shame on you. That's some beta male. That ain't even no beta male shit. That's really just like some fuckboy weirdo shit. You're a weirdo for doing that, and I want you to change your ways. I really do. Because we have to start becoming better and wanting better. And the only way you do that is you hold yourself accountable and people accountable around you. We don't have to be perfect, but we have to know right from wrong. And that's what we're dealing with right now. We're in a society that likes to argue right from wrong, don't want to be judged, want to do all this messed up stuff and this degenerate stuff, and we're always confused. It's a lot of chaos and confusion. All right, I do believe in the Most High. He is not the author of chaos and confusion. He keep that thing nice and simple. So I'm gonna keep it nice and simple for you. The best thing you could do when you're dealing with one of these women who is blaming the way they treat you on a mental illness is stay away from them. It's okay. That's probably just a lesson God wants you to learn. Trust me, I have plenty stories, and I might get into those stories one day, because this is getting real, real interesting nowadays. But like with that being said, man, I do have to shout out one of my supporters. His name is Jason, but I'm not gonna say his last name. I don't need all of that. But Jason wants me to go ahead and give him some advice. He's trying to be with a young lady. She friend zoned him. She friend zoned me. And then now she wants to be with me after she broke up with her boyfriend. My brother, just focus on being the most alpha version of yourself, man. If that young lady friend zoned you, right, she friend zoned you for a reason. Maybe she didn't see it in you. Maybe you wasn't her first choice, and that's fine. But what I need you to do now is focus on being the most alpha version of yourself. Maybe you're doing that, Jason, right? Maybe you're doing that already, and she sees it inside of you, and maybe she wants to be with you now. Maybe you're doing that. Maybe you're doing that. Maybe you're not doing that. Who knows? But I'm going to tell you like this. Focus on being the most alpha version of yourself, right? Then after that, once you're focused on being the most alpha version of yourself, you won't just see her, because you did mention that she was very pretty and she had a nice body. I don't know why you did that. So you're already just looking at a woman's beauty and booty. And I get it. I do the same thing. But you have to man the fuck up and say, can this woman fit in my life? Can she be an asset, or is she going to be a liability? And I promise you, I've been with plenty of women who were just liabilities, but they had pretty face and a fat booty and nice breastises, right? And gave me hell because I wasn't being the most alpha version of myself. But the beautiful part about that is you have me to let you know. Find out if this woman is a good time or a long time. That's what you have to do. Find out if that woman is a good time or a long time. That's what you have to do. And once you find out if that woman is a good time or a long time, then you go from there. But the fastest way to do that is find out how she adds value to your life. Clearly, you just said she looks good. You never told me anything else about this young lady. You just said she pretty, one of the prettiest girls you ever seen. Y'all was dating, this, that, the third. And all of a sudden, you guys aren't friends, right? Hold on, what is that? Anyways, yeah, all of a sudden you guys aren't friends, right? All of a sudden you guys are, well, in the friend zone, and now she wants to be with you. Well, you took her on these dates and because she was pretty, you never told me anything about the girl, and I know you're kind of young, so I want you to do this. I want you to find out how she adds value to your life. besides just having sex with this girl. And if she, if you can't see how she adds value to your life, I know you young, so even if this girl could just help you do your homework, that's a start. That's pretty good. Is she going to be supportive of your dreams? You got to think about all of that stuff. Now, once you find out if she can really add value to your life, or she just trying to hang out and find a guy who's going to pay her more attention or whatever it is, once you find that out, then you make the decision from there. Now the ball is in your court. You have to find out for me, for yourself, really. Do it for yourself, not for me. Because you're going to end up in situations like I used to be when I was your age, right? Used to be young in college, and I see a chick and she fine, so I'm gonna make her my girlfriend, or she look good and I'm gonna make her my, like, I still could fall for that trap today. I'm 30 years old and still could mess around and fall for that trap. So I gotta make sure I'm always focused, you know. But you with this girl you're dealing with, she's so beautiful and she got all these issues and she's immature. Like, most of these chicks y'all dating right now that are in college, they're going to have some type of immaturity. All right? They're going to have some type of immaturity. They're going to lie. They probably a cheat. They're probably a steal. You can't be upset if they do that. I don't want you to lose your freedom, lose your mind, lose your life over these young chicks being young, hot thoughts. You get what I'm saying? So figure out how you could get this girl to add value to your life. Maybe, you know, I done been in those situations, and I'm going to say this. I'm going to do a whole podcast on this. Maybe you could get a young lady that can add value to your life. And sometimes they're more valuable to you when they're not in a relationship with you. Like, I done been in those situations where a young lady was actually more valuable to me when we weren't in a relationship versus when we were in a relationship. So, funny how life works. And I purposely did not get back in a relationship with her because she was doing the stuff I needed for her to do when we weren't together versus when we were together. It was a very weird dynamic, but it is what it is. I cannot be upset with that. But that's all I wanted. Shout out to Jason, man. Thank you for the Cash App, the donation. It will go to the Afrocology Podcast, and I will, and I mean it with all my heart. I will do the best I can to always be that most alpha version of myself, not just for myself, not just for myself, but for you guys as well, man. We all we got out here. With that being said, peace out.
What's going on, everybody? It's yours truly, Mufasa Fashaw, coming to you live with another episode of Alphacology, man. And you know, I've been trying to keep it consistent somewhat. You know, give y'all at least 3-4 podcasts a month and get my stuff. I'm trying to get it back to 3-4 podcasts a week, man. That's what I want. That's my goal. Now, my topic for this podcast is titled Healing Her Is Not Your Job, right? And it's true. Healing her is not your job. And the reason I say that is because I've been in some situations where we see these chicks that we want to date, and they're just not right for us, man. Because they haven't healed, and we think we could fit it out. And I'm really just talking about based off my experiences. And I'm here to let you know off rip right now. You cannot heal her from her childhood trauma. That is her job. So that is the biggest baggage, the biggest luggage a woman can have when being in a relationship with you. It's not even the kids. That's big too. But the biggest is that childhood trauma that she didn't get rid of yet. And I want you guys to know, you are the prize. And when you're the prize, man, you don't get a half-assed woman or a half-complete woman. You get a whole woman, a woman that's whole, a woman that knows how to work through her problems, her situations, a woman that's happy with her life. That's the number one sign to know a woman is happy with her life and she's healed and moved past from the trauma when she's happy with her life, when she can smile through the adversity she has. And, you know, when being the most alpha version of yourself, you have to smile through your adversities you have. And why would you take a woman who can't do that either? She got to be on your level. If she under your level, it's not going to work. So she got to be on your level. And I would always say, hey, man, make sure you get a woman that is on your level. She doesn't have to do too much. She's there to see you smile. She's happy in your essence. She's happy having access to your energy, and she doesn't take it for granted. What happens is a woman who hasn't healed from her trauma, she will take you for granted. She will mess up. She will mess up what you got going on. It's a possibility. Now, all these women aren't perfect. So every woman has the possibility of fucking you over. All right? That's just human nature. But why would you increase your chances with the woman fucking you over by being with a woman that's actually not healed for childhood trauma? And it shows up in different kind of ways. A lot of people don't even know they're traumatized until it's too late. When a woman is not living a life that is suitable for your life, it might be some trauma there. Or she's living a lifestyle, you know, it might be some trauma there. So you don't want to be in those situations. You want to have the best possible outcomes for your life. You have to run your life like a business. You have to have something that is pretty much attainable. You know, but you have to take it seriously. You got to take your life seriously. If you don't, you're going to take a L, man. If you don't take you seriously, nobody else will take you seriously. That's what I learned. If I don't know anything else about this relationship shit, I know if you don't take you seriously, nobody else will. And guess what? That doesn't even go for serious people. Because some people, if they don't take themselves seriously, they might look at you and just not take you seriously for the hell of it. So you have to get with a woman that sees you as the end all be all, the answer to her problems. You're the prize. Your aura, your essence is what she feeds off of. A lot of you cats don't understand, when you adopt and try to be the most alpha version of yourself, the most alpha version of yourself, excuse me, with a woman, you need a woman that wants you to be the most alpha version of yourself, the most alpha male version you could fucking be. That woman should want to see that. If she doesn't want to see that, that relationship will not work. She will spend the rest of her time in the relationship trying to betify you. Yeah. Trying to betify you, simp you up, try to change you. And as soon as you start changing, that's when they, okay, I won this game. It's time for me to move on. What do you do when you play a video game and you win, you beat the whole game? It's time for the new game. Same thing with women. If you let her dominate you, let her beat you, it's time for something new. It's on to the next man. They subconsciously get bored with men who are docile. And that don't mean you have to be rebellious and do all the opposite shit the woman asking you to do. But you still need to be your own man. You still need to have your own way. And you still need to go your own way. Remember, and I'm going to say this, when that woman met you and was initially attracted to you, that is the man she wants to be with. Not the guy you're turning into. No. That's the man she want to be with. If she met you in beta male mode, you probably got to stay in beta male mode. It's not going to last, but still. If she met you in alpha male mode, as soon as you change to beta male mode, she's out. Trust me. Those are all shit tests. And I want you guys to understand that. So, now I do have a few little tidbits. I do want to get with you, man. And I want to give these guys, give this to you. And I want you guys to know, the more you have knowledge on this stuff, the more you're unfit to be a simp. The more you listen to me, the more you will be unfit to simp. You know, it's going to burn your soul knowing that you made that alpha male consciousness. You open that alpha male consciousness up. It's going to burn your fucking soul when you subconsciously or purposely try to simp. It's going to burn your soul. I done tried it. I tried to simp out just for research purposes. I couldn't do it. I literally started becoming miserable. I literally was miserable. Okay? Once you open this alpha male mindset door, it ain't no coming back. It's like the red pill. Once you take the red pill, you can't unsee it. You can't unsee the fuck shit. You can't unsee the contradicting ways of the woman. You can't unsee how society wants to make you a slave, wants to keep you poor and dumb. That's the two main things that will make you become a slave: poverty and lack of knowledge. The more knowledge you have, the more unfit you are to be a slave. The more money you have, the more unfit you are to be a slave. But it's cats that slave to the money because they still come from a poverty mindset. And we all, some of us were poor and we don't want to go back. I get it, because I don't want to go back. But I don't want to live under the control of others. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want to live under that control. I want to live how I want to live, build my team up, build my family up, build my structure up, build my environment up, dominate it, and lead these people the right way, lead my environment into a better environment. It's all about leadership for me, man. And I want you guys to know, man, I want you guys to be there every step of the way. All right? And I want you guys to feel like you could become the most alpha version of yourself. You're smart enough. You listen to this podcast right now. That means you're smart enough. You're alpha enough already. Now you just got to be consistent with it. You stay away from women who just tolerate you instead of celebrate you. You stay away from women who have these childhood trauma issues that they have to get over. I don't care how pretty she is. The prettier that woman is, the harder it is for her to get over that trauma. Trust me. So, and if you guys don't understand that and you continue to deal with these women who have lack of respect for you, want you to simp out, just remember this. God will continue to give you the same lessons until you learn from those mistakes. That's it. That's a mistake. God continued to give me the same lesson. And the lesson I learned and the punishment for the lesson that I learned was harder and harder every time. So guess what? I know what kind of woman to stay away from. I know I can't deal with women who have childhood trauma. That is a red flag, one of the most important red flags ever. All right? Now, I did want to give y'all that little tidbit, man, that heat real quick, man. Like I said, let me drop this on you, man. Hit me up, AlphaCology1K. Again, that's AlphaCology1K on Twitter. You can also hit me up on my other Twitter page where I just, you know, troll the timeline with the truth. It's Fashaw_34. And then my favorite is my new Instagram page, which is also AlphaCology1K. My consultations for this month are booked, but I do have consultations for October. So October is free, fellas. Book you a consultation, man. The price will be a little bit cheaper because I know what we're going through right now. I ain't with the inflation things, but guess what? Price a little bit cheaper. Book you a consultation for an hour. Bring your pen and your pad, and we're going to map out how you could become the most alpha version of yourself. We can map out ways you could beat depression because I don't believe in therapy sessions at all. And I'm gonna do a podcast on therapy for a couple reasons. One, I think they're putting too much emphasis on it. Two, you don't have to sit around and vent to a stranger all day. These people really don't give a fuck if you learning or not learning. As long as that check is coming with it. Why do you pay someone to listen to you? That's weird. You could just call me. You pay me. And I say, hey, get your head out your ass. Or, hey, yeah, that's devastating, but you have to move forward and be the most alpha version of yourself. I'm doing it all the time, bro. So it's nothing special. But you'll know where I'll be at Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm gonna be here dropping this heat, man, all weekend. I do appreciate you guys for listening to me, man, listening to the podcast. If you have any suggestions, again, my Twitter is Fashaw_34 and AlphaCology1K. Guys, I'm going to, you know what, it's kind of pissing me off, but I think you guys are going to break me down, bro, because I don't really do the celebrity gossip, but it's a lot of little red pill lessons, alpha male lessons in there that we could definitely use. I've been watching it. When you guys send me those videos, I watch them. So anyway, that's been my time. I'm trying to keep it under 16 minutes. With that being said, this is not tea, it's protein, and I can't afford to not record. Peace out.